A renowned geneticist will be the next president of Tufts University. 51-year-old Anthony Monaco will succeed Lawrence Bacow, who's stepping down after a decade. Monaco is currently a top administrator and genetics professor at the University of Oxford and has done breakthrough research on various neurological disorders. He joins us now on the line from Oxford University this morning. Good morning, Dr. Monaco. Thanks for speaking with us.
That's fine. Thank you very much for having me.
Congratulations, first of all, Doctor. And tell us, what ultimately drew you to Tufts University?
Well, Tufts has a very strong tradition in diversity and inclusion in the student body and in the staff. It has a very international perspective, very strong in integrating teaching and research together, and has a very strength in the life sciences across its three campuses. And all those things were quite attractive to me.
Was the Boston area a draw for you?
Yes, both my wife and I started our early research careers here, so it's a bit of a homecoming for us in that respect. I did my MD and PhD at Harvard Medical School, so I know the Boston area well, and I really like the academic, you know, the environment of so many universities, and it's quite an academic and young city, and I think that's quite attractive.
In a very broad sense, how do you see your mission at Tufts?
Well, I want to continue this goal of trying to achieve needs-blind admission, which had been undertaken with the current president, Larry Bacow. And I think that's very important given the public concern about the cost and access to higher education, that we continue to try to make it accessible to all those that have the quality to get in.
So achieving a full needs-blind admission process.
Yes, that's one of the goals of the current campaign there, and I would like to pursue that with some vigor.
And you were saying?
Oh, yes, and also having three campuses, three distinct physically separate campuses, it's important to try to make sure that the research and teaching activities are well integrated across those campuses, particularly in the life sciences, given the veterinary school and the medical and dental school in different locations, and, of course, all the programs on the Medford-Somerville campus. So I'll be trying to work with colleagues and academic faculty and student and staff to try to make sure we have a very integrated program that brings out the strengths of Tufts.
Tufts officials have said they hope that your arrival will raise the school's profile in science. What would you hope to do along those lines?
Well, in trying to integrate things, you have to look at certain thematic areas, which are the strengths like neuroscience and other programs which are quite strong at Tufts, and how best to make sure that they're working together to solve some of the great 21st century problems.
What do you see as the school's biggest challenge going forward?
Well, it has many challenges. Of course, the financial uncertainty and the economic climate we're in doesn't make things easy for students or for fundraising, and these will always be challenges. And also, again, this public concern about the cost and trying to keep costs down while providing a very nurturing and quality undergraduate experience.
As I understand it, at Oxford, you were something of a pretty good fundraiser. Do you hope to continue that at Tufts, I assume?
Yes, I was involved in trying to make the academic objectives of the university match the fundraising profile so that we were trying to identify schemes where we would fund our existing teaching activity, and also I've been involved in the campaign for sport there. So I do have some experience in fundraising, and I hope to bring that experience to my presidency at Tufts.
All right. And so looking at Tufts, what do you see as its big sales point when you're out there in the world of givers and you're trying to convince them to put some money into Tufts University?
Well, besides its just quality of and academic excellence, it has quite an international perspective, which is very positive. It looks worldwide. And it has a very good program throughout its teaching and research and community engagement for active citizenship through the Tisch College. And I think that's a real selling point that one should portray as Tufts, if I'm portraying Tufts externally.
Dr. Anthony Monaco, welcome to Boston. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Anthony Monaco, the incoming president of Tufts University, who will arrive in Boston next summer.